Oh, that's right. We are right back here. I'm here in my studio in Sharp Facets Gallery, and thanks to telephones and internets and all this good thing, we are able to have the one and only Jim Bohannon of the Jim Bohannon Show heard right here on WCRS from 10 o'clock at night to 1 o'clock in the morning, and he does a great job, continues and continues. And I tell you what, it was 1 year ago today, thanks to the memories of Facebook, that Jim Bohannon was on at 9:10 in the morning. How you doing this year, Jim Bohannon, at 9:10 in the morning?
Well, doing just dandy and having a great old time in life, Ann.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Jim. I tell you what, I listen to you on at night. I'm catching you in between things, and you know, this year I will say this: you have seemed, because you do take a lot of call-ins, I notice you do get a little riled up when you're particularly talking about politics.
Well, possibly. It depends on what people have to say. I mean, I hope that my response is appropriate to what they've had to say.
Well, what do you think about this latest turn with Ted Cruz bringing Carly Fiorina in?
Well, it certainly is the culmination of this long campaign since the moment that Ted first tossed his hat in the hoop. Oh, I'm sorry, that would be a ring, wouldn't it? It's so hard to get these things confused. It'll make some difference. It won't make a lot, I don't think. Of course, it may not take a lot. The polls indicate the last set I saw averaged out to a 6-point Trump lead. But, of course, the election in Indiana is on Tuesday. A lot of people are assuming it will take Cruz victory to keep his campaign effectively alive. So it's under the category of it couldn't hurt. Very honestly, there was the deal he had with John Kasich. That seems to have fallen apart, but who knows how much difference that would have made. And as for the comments made by Speaker John Boehner, I mean, Cruz should have paid Boehner to curse Cruz and praise Trump, such as Boehner's popularity in the Republican, excuse me, the Republican Party right now, that I think that would have... would have been worth his while. So, bottom line, I don't think Fiorina makes a lot of difference, but hey, Cruz was in desperate straits and he needed something big, and that was about as big as he had available.
Yeah, speaking of Boehner, I mean, is he now unhinged and unleashed and he's just speaking his mind? Should we expect more great, wondrous things from his mouth?
Well, who knows? It's hard to, I know he's retired, and that is very liberating for a politician. Certainly, some have noted that Boehner had been told that his remarks were not being broadcast. I mean, come on. John Boehner is no babe in the woods, and besides, this is the era of the smartphone, for Pete's sake. Everything you say in a bathroom could very possibly wind up on Facebook and therefore covered by the whole world. So I think he just felt, after all the years of being constrained on
right.
what it was that he could say, I think that he just simply decided that the heck with it, I'm just going to unload.
That's what I was thinking, you know, because he always was very tight-lipped and just kept it very straight and narrow, and now here he is. So that's why I wondered if there might be more such things coming forth. Has he got a book deal or something out there?
Well, you have to wonder. I certainly wouldn't know if he has a book deal, not to my knowledge. But, again, I just think he felt liberated. I'm not running for anything. I'm going to speak my mind, because for a politician, especially a professional politician, as opposed to the Trumps of the world, for a politician to be able to just speak his mind is quite liberating. And, you know, does Boehner have to worry that he's not going to be running for, not going to be reelected in Ohio? No, he doesn't have to worry about that. So, again, it just kind of, I think, liberating for him, frankly.
You know, as you've been watching this now, you've been broadcasting, talking about politics, being involved. You were a reporter when you first started out and everything. What do you see in this year? Do you really think it's that different, or is it just because we have the internet and all the ins and outs, everything that's said is out there?
Well, part of it is the presence of the Internet. Part of it is the 24-hour news cycle, the fact that things keep getting recycled over and over and over again. Quite frankly, part of it is the coarseness of the campaign, and let's not make any bones about that. That's Donald Trump. This campaign, had Trump not been a part of it, would have been caustic at times, but it wouldn't have sunk to the levels of personal insult that Trump reduced it to. Those are two of the major factors. Everything gets repeated in the digital echo chamber, and Donald Trump is a big-mouth jerk. And, you know, I say that saying that if it's Trump versus Hillary, I'll still vote for the big-mouth jerk. But that doesn't make him anything other than what he is.
Okay. So what do you think? Do you think he can beat Hillary?
Right now, if the election were held today, it could be a debacle of Goldwater-like proportions. The problem that that Trump has is he's got 6 months to the general election, but you just don't get a second chance to make a first impression. And he has turned off so many people, millennials, women, Hispanics. I mean, the Republicans tend to have a gap in those groups anyway, but not a gap of the size of the Grand Canyon. And it's hard for me to imagine, even if Trump today said, okay, I'm presidential, no more gratuitous insults, no more shooting from the hip, I'll start doing my homework and I'll actually know what the issues are about, I'll even have a consistent point of view. If he started doing all of that today, I'm sorry, but the horse is out of the barn. Too many people have formed their view of Trump, and it's hard for me to imagine, frankly, how he pulls this out with 6 months to go before November.
Well, someone had suggested, what would a Trump and Sanders, how could they win?
Well, that's interesting. Of course, on the surface of it, that's bizarre because they don't agree that the sun rises in the east. And yet, you can go back to the Iowa caucuses, and there was a substantial number of people at that time who said that Trump's my first choice, Bernie Sanders is my second choice, or conversely, Sanders is my first choice, Trump is my second choice. I mean, these are people who, quite frankly, don't have a brain in their head. I mean, if you care anything about this country and what presidents do, you can't possibly consider those two to both be acceptable to you because they would do entirely different things, for Pete's sake. And this notion of, well, they're both outsiders, aside from the fact that how unique it is to think of the Democratic Party idea of an outsider as somebody who spent 34 of his 74 years on the planet in public office. But aside from that, the gross national temper tantrum is underway, and also the gross national ignorance. And the idea that you could support either Trump or Sanders just shows you are not paying attention at all.
Yeah, how do you think if this shapes up that it's Hillary versus Trump? There has been a lot of talk about Republicans sitting this one out.
Oh, some I'm sure will sit it out, quite frankly. The Republican National Committee probably has a substantial number of people who are thinking the following: the presidency is lost. There's just no way. If Trump gets the nomination, he's going to get slaughtered because of all of his negatives. Conversely, if anybody but Trump gets the nomination, his followers will sit it out. We have lost the presidency. That's not nice. Bad news. But you can still save the House, which is very doable. You can still save the Senate, which was shaky even before Trump came on the scene. You can still save governorships and state legislatures, and you can try to beat Hillary in 2020. And yes, that would give President Hillary 4 years in which to pick Supreme Court justices, but that, of course, is why control of the Senate now becomes so terribly important. How widespread is that view? I don't know. I suspect it has some adherence that you write off the presidency, that it's gone. And then I think that there are some Republicans who feel that way. They may not be wrong.
You know, I think one of the big issues, though, is the Supreme Court, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, you've got the Scalia opening. You have three or four other justices who are not spring chickens, So the next president could very easily pick four or five Supreme Court justices to totally change the direction of the court for the next generation. On top of which, of course, with today's justices worried about, well, not worried, but proud to be an unelected lifetime tenured legislature, not at all interested in calling society's balls and strikes, saying this is constitutional, that is not constitutional. Now they want to make policy, which was not at all what the Founding Fathers had in mind. And, the Supreme Court is very, very important, which is why, for all of his flaws, Trump is still vastly superior to Hillary Clinton, in my view.
Other things out there in the news, what have you been concentrating on, other than the politics? What have you been concentrating on?
Oh, that's certainly been the major concentration. I don't know that any other particular subject has been a subject of concentration. We have touched on things like the Zika virus, and we've touched on race relations and a few things of that nature. Had some minor forays into the Oscars and the world of college football and the like. But mostly, the only thing that really could be considered a concentration has been politics.
Seems like it's been a long time. I don't remember it being this long, because normally by this time, I mean, who would have thought that California could be making the decision as to who wins the nomination?
Oh, absolutely. We haven't had a major party political convention go beyond the first ballot since the Democrats took three ballots in 1952 to pick Adlai Stevenson. Republicans came close in 1976 in Kansas City, when Ronald Reagan pushed Gerald Ford, but Ford still won on the first ballot there. So there's no question about the fact that the late primaries, which is very unfair to those states, by the way, that every time they're late, and every time Iowa and New Hampshire, and yes, South Carolina lead off. Those are wonderful states. Been to all three of them. I live in the latter, but they had not earned the right to set the national momentum every single 4 years. So this is a refreshing change now that it may well come down to the last big weekend, June the 7th, when California and New Jersey and a bunch of other states vote. It might not be nailed down until then.
You know, Jim, you bring up an interesting point. Do you think it should be like more like a lottery as to who, which state gets to go first futuristically?
Well, not exactly like a lottery. I mean, I think that, frankly, you could cut down the length of the campaign a bit if you had four regional primaries, Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, and West, and they would hold them in March, April, May, and June, and you would rotate
right.
Who went first, so that a given state would not go first except every 20 years, and that would be the really fair way to do it.
And what about this thing with the delegates and the bound and the not bound? I mean, Pennsylvania, what, with 17 that were bound and the other 54 whatever are unbound?
Were unbound. Well, it's part of the process that needs to be drastically changed. Now, the good news is we are probably more fair today than we've ever been. I mean, that was the norm years ago. I mean, that was the way everything was decided, with a bunch of smoke-filled rooms. Today, ignoring the fact that smoke in the rooms would also not be allowed, but the smoke-filled room concept still holds sway in a number of places, but we need to get rid of it. First of all, you need closed primaries. Primaries are a method for a party to pick its nominee, and if you're not a Republican, you've got no business voting in a Republican primary, or if you're not a Democrat, no business voting in a Democratic primary. Closed primaries, and they should be totally proportional. If somebody wins 37% to 22%, then the winner should get 37% of the delegates, and the loser should get 22%. This unpledged delegate nonsense is just another way for stupid politician tricks to be played by people who are too cute by half. That all needs to be changed, and regardless of who wins in November, I'm going to have on the new, I presume both parties will have new national chairs, the new national chairs on my program to say, okay, you've seen the disaster, now fix it.
Yeah, well, I just think that a lot has come to light that most people didn't even realize.
Well, that's another problem. You know, most people didn't. Even Donald Trump apparently didn't. but the rest of us were supposed to. We're citizens, for Pete's sake. And we ought to spend a lot more time worrying about the process of picking the leader of the free world and a lot less time worrying about who came in second on Dancing with the Stars. Part of it is the fact that the American public is, in many regards, ignorant and apathetic. I would exclude listeners to WCRS and other such talk shows because, quite frankly, folks, you are not the typical American. The fact that you listen to a program like this indicates that you have a brain. But unfortunately, an awful lot of your fellow Americans don't have a brain. And that's the problem. You're supposed to know this stuff. And that you should be surprised by something as basic as this just indicates that a lot of people aren't, frankly, doing their job as a citizen.
No, that's true. I guess that's why one of the top five websites out there on the Internet is MyFreeImplants.com.
MyFreeImplants.com?
Yes, Jim. Are you not aware of this site?
I assume we're speaking of breast implants?
Yes, we are, Jim.
And free?
Yes.
I'll tell you, whoever campaigns on that would probably win the election.
Well, I mean, this is a site where gals sign up, and if you can't afford to get, you know, to just pay for your own implants, this website has a way that you can participate, I guess, in flashing the tatas that you have. And when you reach $5,000 in helping yourself get to your new implants, the company writes a check to a plastic surgeon to do your implants. And this is true. I am not making this up.
That's pretty remarkable, I must say. I'm not sure quite how you came across this knowledge. I don't think you're exactly a customer, are you?
No, I'm not. I just, you know, try to find the weird and the bizarre when I know that you're coming on.
Well, freeimplants.com, is
yes.
that right?
Yes,
myfreeimplants.com,
yes.
Well, there it is. There it is. Big as life, folks. If she's not making it up. Unbelievable. You have a member log in. Oh, all the typical stuff, how, where to sign up, yada, 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 here, how it works, et cetera, and so on. Board-certified plastic surgeons. That's remarkable. Well, you just never know these things, do you?
That's right. I expect this will be a topic on the Jim Bohannon Show, won't it?
It'll probably come up, yes.
Or come out.
Or come out, yes. Oh, that's truly remarkable. Well, you never certainly miss an ideal subject matter, I must say. Yeah, there it is. Boy, look at that. Here's one lady who raised $8,600 in 18 months. Well, how about that?
Okay, Jim, just helping you out with something to do today.
Well, I certainly do appreciate that, Ann. I'm glad that you're keeping me abreast of these stories.
All right. Well, listen, with that, I think we probably should say adieu. It certainly is always great to have you on the show. And I got to tell you, next week is a big reveal right here on WCRS. I'm not even going to tell you, but I might need your help with it. So please stay tuned on WCRS. Jim Bohannon, hear it right here on WCRS, 10 to 1 o'clock in the morning. And you'll be heard even better comes when we get these tower upgrades done. So stay tuned.
Well, yeah.
Jim Bohannon, thanks so much for calling us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ann.
Love to have you in studio sometime soon.
We'll do it. Tonight, Dana Perino of the Fox News 5 on the Bohannon Show.
Oh, she's going to be on? She's
yes.
always she's always good conversation.
Yes, she is.
Anybody else coming up tonight?
A guy named J.J. Green, who is national security correspondent for WTOP Radio. We'll talk about our vulnerability to ISIS.
Oh, there you go. And in the last hour, you'll probably be discussing myfreeimplants.com.
It's certainly a distinct possibility. I don't see how we can avoid that now.
Bye, Jim. Have a great one.
You have a great one, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. You know you're listening to WCRS. live right here in Greenwood. I must say, I do believe I got the one and only Jim Bohannon. He was, shall we say, a little speechless? Yes, I do believe so. Hey, don't forget, check out the auction, WCRS.AM Radio, on Facebook. Want to come by and see